have come on this Shabbos, came into Sacred Shabbos, give a shmach that you were speaking. I asked you, what did you say on Kisetze? He said, I'm not holding. I didn't know where we were holding. So I said, Reb Kalman, what you're holding, you remember. When I walked in, you smiled. I'm not sure if you did it because it made me, you felt like laughing, or because you wanted to make me feel good, like it was an emes of bazuch, it was an emes of visit. And Rav Bimel Malchel Kim Tzvaka is us Tzvaka's Tzvaka's people. So many different pshatim. The beloved slave used to say, "Medema Malchel Kim Tzvaka is a month for Bittel Torah, even Mishas Mochama." The Malach that came to man Yehoshua. The Makna says in the Akdama, David Zechinovich used to quote it. The Makna says in the Akdama, a pshat of him, Rav Demel Malchel Kim Tzvakos, he says, an Adam is an Aymed. An Adam is an Eilev Yerid, meinich. A Malach is an Aymed. A Rebbe's flecht, a Rebbe's Aveda, is to be, he should be the Aymed. Like a Malach. And the Ikar that he should be doing is to see to it to bring up the Talmidim. Reb Kalman's Ikar Aveda as an Eved Hashem, and it was clear from anybody who saw him, anybody who knew him, anybody who had the Zchus to learn by him. Or as Rashi Zangazun said, anybody had the Zchus to see him. So, what an Eved Hashem is. He learned, he taught, he was passionate about the learning. He gave away an excitement in the learning. Ask anybody who was in Reb Kalman's shir. Ask them about brachas. Ask them what they were doing. Ask them how much they learned. Ask them how much they chazered. Ask them what they got on the bechina. 30 years later they remember. 40 years later they remember. He created such an excitement. He created, Torah became alive. He was able to do it in Gemara. He was able to do it in Navi. He brought Naviim alive. Anybody who was in the Shir has a different appreciation for what Navi is all about. He was a Rebbe that cared deeply, profoundly for his Talmidim. And he was never machzik teivah l'atzmai. This is what a person's supposed to do. I can't believe that he was as calm as he looked, but he always looked calm. I never heard him raise his voice. The only time I heard him scream was when he was trying to excite the bachurim in learning. And he couldn't do it. He physically wasn't able. He tried his best, and it was tremendous. He was a Meirik HaMashpia. As Rashi Zolzangazun said, by example, verbal communication is the poorest form of communication. Example is the highest form of communication, and therefore the most successful. Reb Kalman was a success. As a bacher, as a younger man, as a rebbe, as a husband, as a father, as a zayde, as he was an Eved Hashem, he was the picture of what a person could imagine an Eved Hashem should look like and should act like. Yes, he was a bechina of Avi. Again, chazring over what the Shiva said. He was a bechina of Avi. All his Talmidim don't need to have Chazal to tell you that the Rebbe is a Bechin of an Av. They all felt it. All the Talmudim felt like they were by him. And he was a Bechin of an Achi also. Achi, Achi. To all of us, he was a brother. But he was so, such a tzanua. He was so matter of fact of whatever he did. I remember at the beginning of his man, Reb Simcha, Zalzayin Gezunt Nishtark, would sit down with Reb Kalman and go over the blatter. And it was irregular. The Zman didn't start until that happened. He cared. He cared for the Bachim who had learned by him, what's going to be with them the next year. He cared about all the Bachim coming into him, how he's going to be able to help them. He worked to find the Shlissel, to find the key to every Talmud. It wasn't one size fits all. He tried to deal with each Talmud and what he needed. It's not for nothing that all the Talmidim felt like children. All the Talmidim felt like they were the ones that were the closest to him. Because they were all the closest to him. Every one of them. Every one of them was like another child of his. He always put things in a good light. When he came home from the hospital months ago, they were talking about dialysis. He said, "I could do dialysis, I can try to do it at home. It has a big mind over doing it in the hospital. It can be over a longer period of time." He understood. He was a very smart man. He understood that there are no guarantees in these issues. But he put things in the best possible light. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, it'll be good. I didn't see him feeling sorry for himself for a moment. He was elated. This is what the Rabbi Hashem wants. This is what I'm going to do. What the outcome will be, the Rabbi Hashem will make happen what he wants to make happen, what he knows should be happening. He's a seinu of the Eved Hashem that we all aspire to become. The Menachem of Hotfi should be able to be, he is able, Be'ez Hashem, he should be. A meditation for the Rebbetzin, for the children and grandchildren, for the Talmidim, for the whole Kehillah, for Gantz Klan Yisrael. It should be a meditation. Yemel Atzer Hussein would die. Rabbi Nishlein, it's not for us to say, but the pain is too great. We've been going through so much pain. Die. Genug Shein. Please. Give us this Yad L'Shmaya that we should be able to go and do Ritzencha. From pleasantness, you can do anything, Rabbi Nishlein. You can even make us into Avdei Hashem in a pleasant way. Should be zeicher to it. Should be zeicher to Bilah Mavetz Lanetzach. Amach Hashem Lekim Dima Malkal Panim V'Neimar Amen.